ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम टेक्स्ट 35-40। निशाम्य लोक त्रयमस्तक ज्वरम तमादि दैत्यम हरिना हतम हृदे प्रहर्ष वेगो कलितानान मुहु पशुन वर्षे वर्षु सुरस्त्रियः। Hiranyakashipu had been exactly like a fever of meningitis in the head of the three wolves. Thus, when the wives of the demigods in the heavenly planets saw that the great demon had been killed by the personal hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their faces blossomed in great joy. The wives of the demigods again and again showered flowers from the heaven upon Lord Narasimhadev like rain. Tata vimana valibir nabashtakam dridrikshatam sankulam ashanakinam suranaka dundubhyo tajagnire gandharva mukhya namrituru jagustriyaha. At that time, the airplanes of the demigods who desired to see the activities of the Supreme Lord Narayan crowded the sky. The demigods began beating drums and kettle drums, and upon hearing them, the angelic women began to dance, while the chiefs of the Gandharvas sang sweetly. Text 37-39. Tatropavrijaya vibhuta brahmendra girisadayaha rishaya pitara siddha vidyadhara mohoragaha मानव प्रजानां पतयो गंधर्व अप्सर चारणैहि यक्षक किंपुरुष तात वेताल सह किन्नराः ते विष्णु प्रसाद सर्वे सुनंद कुमुदायः मृधानि बद्धांजलि पूत अशीनं तीव्र तेजसाम इदीर नर सरादूलाम नति दूर चरै पृथक। माय डियर किंग युधिष्ठिर, द डेमिगॉड्स देन अप्रोच द लॉर्ड. They were headed by Lord Brahma, King Indra, Lord Shiva, and included great saintly persons in the residence of Pitrilok, Siddhalok, Vidyatralok, and the planet of the snakes. The Manus approached, and so did the chiefs of various other planets. The angelic dancers approached, as did the Gandharvas, the Charanas, the Yakshas, the inhabitants of Kinnaraloka, the Vetalas, the inhabitants of Kimpurushaloka, and the personal servants of Vishnu like Sunanda and Kumuda. All of them came near the Lord, who glowed with intense light. They individually offered their obeisances and prayers, their hands folded at their heads. Text number 40, just purports will repeat. Sri Brahmo Vacha Natosmi Ananta Yaduranta Shaktaye विचित्र वीर्याय पवित्र कर्मणे विश्वस्य सर्ग स्थिति संयमां गुणै स्वलीलया संदधते व्यलात्मने। श्री ब्रह्मो वाचां। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma prayed, "My Lord, you are unlimited and you possess unending potencies. No one can estimate or calculate your prowess and wonderful influence, for your actions are never polluted by the material energy. Through these material qualities, you very easily create the universe, maintain it and again annihilate it, yet remain the same without deterioration. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you." Purport. The activities of the Lord are always wonderful. His personal servants Jay and Vijay were confidential friends, yet they were cursed, and they accepted the bodies of demons. Again, in the family of one of such demons, Prahlad Maharaj was caused to take birth to exhibit the behavior of an exalted devotee. And then the Lord accepted the body of Narasimha Dev to kill that same demon, who by the Lord's own will, had taken birth in a demonic family. Therefore, who can understand the Lord's transcendental activities? Not to speak of understanding the transcendental activities of the Lord, no one can understand even the activities of His servants. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Tandrava Kyakriya Mudra Vigena Bhujaya. No one can understand the activities of the Lord's servants. Therefore, what to speak of the activities of the Lord? Who can understand how Krishna is benefiting the entire world? The Lord is addressed as Duranta Shakti because no one can understand His potencies and how He acts. In the purport, Prabhupada mentions very interesting statements. No one can understand the activities of the Lord's servants. Therefore, what to speak of the activities of the Lord? Who can understand how Krishna is benefiting the entire world? The Lord is addressed as Duranta Shakti because no one can understand His potencies and how He acts. So I was thinking what to speak on this, because you can't understand. Plus the purport says Vaishnava Kriya Mudra. So I think only benefit of speaking in these classes, because devotees mercifully accept the speaker as a devotee. So even if you make mistakes, it is Vaishnava Kriya Mudra. So we'll try to discuss based on the 9th chapter Bhagavad Gita, verse 4 and 5. Because in these two verses, Prabhupada quotes more elaboration of this purport. The activities of the Lord are always wonderful. His personal servant Jay and Vijay were confidential friends, yet they were cursed and they accepted the bodies of demons. So the Lord is wonderful or amazing because He wanted to have a fight, and in order to fulfill His own desire, He made Jay Vijay to fall down and He had to fight with them. So sometime in the material world, we find there is an itch of want to have a fight, or I want to do something very adventurous activity. Only demons go and they break the Meru mountain in order to, you know, there's itch in the arms. So much strength they have, they break the mountain. So they want to fight with some very, you know, powerful people. But in that fight, what happened? Either they win or they lose. By winning, they satisfied of their fighting spirit, but they will lose. The opponent is inimical always. Or if they lose, they die themselves. But the Lord is wonderful. He had a very good fight. At the same time, He did not lose the object of His fight, because there is their own devotees. A person in this world, we see there are so many friends, close friends and relatives living in the same family, but some misunderstanding takes place, they fight with each other, they lose each other. But the fighting is not wonderful, but when Lord fights with Hiranyakashipu, actually He did not lose him. He gets him back. That is wonderful. The activities of the Lord are always wonderful. His personal servant Jay and Vijay were confidential friends, yet they were cursed and they accepted the bodies of demon. Again, Prabhupada continues in the purport. The Lord accepted the body of Narasimhadev to kill that same demon. Again, wonderful. Hiranyakashipu never thought that anything could happen like this. He tried his best to stop all the coroners. He covered all kinds of possibilities of his death. He accepted the boon from Brahma. But still, Narasimhadev found some way to kill him. Adbhutam rupam udvahan stambe sabayam. Adbhutam means wonderful form Lord Narasimhadev took. The Lord initially took the form of animal species, tortoise, matsya avatar. He also accepted the form of an ordinary human beings. He came as Lord Ram, Krishna himself. But here the Lord is showing another wonderful feature of a mixture of both. I can not only take the form of an animal or human, I can mix both of them together, Narahari. So again, the Lord is wonderful that he accepted the form like this. That form, even the Bhagavatam elsewhere, it is mentioned, just like a dramatician, drama actor, who are known by everyone before he comes into the scene, he acts so wonderfully, dresses himself so wonderfully, that the people could not even recognize that he is the same actor who we know very well. So that is the performance of the drama, the acting of the expert Nayaka or actor. Similarly, the Lord was so wonderful. When he came as Narahari, all the demigods who know the Lord, even Lakshmi Devi, who always stays with him, she became amazed. I never seen my husband in this form like this. So that's how Lord is wonderful in his activities. Prahlad Maharaj was again taken birth in the family of the demons. So the Lord made his own associate take birth as the demons. And again, his own devotee was also put in the same family of the demonic family. But the Lord is so wonderful at the end, he did not lose any of them. Even though there is a big churning going on, the devotee become demon and the devotee was troubled and Lord took an amazing form. There is a big fight. But at the end, Lord's activities are all auspicious. He got back Hiranyakashipu. He got Prahlad. In this way, the Lord is not losing anything. So this is how the Lord is wonderful. Therefore, who can understand the Lord's transcendental activities? So his activities appears to be very amazing and full of contradiction. Why he has to do all these things? Ajaya mano bahuda vijayate. We sing in this Purushashukta prayers. The Lord never takes birth. Ajaya mano. But bahuda vijayate. He takes so many births. And Adhyam Purana Purusham Novayovanamcha. The Lord is never had any beginning. Adhyam Purana Purusham, the oldest, but still is Novayovanam, always fresh. So we find and the Lord's wonderful qualities sometimes looks very contradictory also. So Prabhupada is wondering in his purport how we can understand the Lord's activities, how wonderful he acts. Prabhupada says, what to speak of the Lord? Even the devotees of the Lord, their activities are very difficult to understand. So, the Lord has contradictory qualities. The Lord is beyond our brain and mind to understand him. So, how to understand him? Or what is the way by which we can understand the Lord? So in the purport of Bhagavad Gita, Maya Tadamidam Sarvam, again the contradictory qualities of the Lord, Jagatavyakta Murtina. In that purport, Prabhupada writes, ಕೋಟಿಂಗ್ ಭಕ್ತಿರಸಾಮೃತ ಸಿಂಧು. ಅತ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣನಾಮಾದಿ ನಾ ಭವೇತ್ ಗ್ರಾಹ್ಯಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯೈ ಸೇವನ್ ಮುಖಾಹಿ ಜಿಹ್ವಾದೋ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಏವ ಸ್ಫುರತ್ಯದ. ಒನ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಡಲ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್. ಗ್ರಾಹ್ಯಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯ ಒನ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಇಸ್ ಡಲ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಸೇವನ್ ಮುಖೇಹಿ ಜಿಹ್ವಾದೋ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಏವ ಸ್ಫುರತ್ಯದ. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಸರ್ವೀಸ್. ಸೇವನ್ ಮುಖೇಹಿ ಜಿಹ್ವಾದೋ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ರೈಟ್ಸ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಟು ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಸರ್ವೀಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಗೈಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ರಿವೀಲ್ಡ್. ಪ್ರೇಮಾಂಜನ ಚುರಿದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿಲೋಚನೆಯನ್ನ ಸಂತ ಸದೈವ ಹೃದಯೇಶು ವಿಲೋಕಯಂತಿ. ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೀ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಅಟ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಔಟ್ಸೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಡ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಲವಿಂಗ್ ಸರ್ವಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್. ಸೊ ದೆಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಕೀ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಫಿಲಾಸಫರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಟರಿ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಅಮೇಝಿಂಗ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ, ಈಸ್ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಅಪ್ ಇನ್ ದೇ ಸೀ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಟರಿ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಟರಿ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಷನ್ ದೇರ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಷನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಟರಿ, ನಾಟ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಟರಿ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಸೋ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಇಂಪರ್ಸನಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಕೂಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎನಿ ಒನ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್. ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಟರಿ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆನ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಷನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಟರಿ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಟುಡೇ ಸಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ರಾಂಗ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಷನ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ದೇರ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಟರಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಸಿ ದಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ವೇ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಂಜನ ಚುರಿತ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿಲೋಚನೆಯನ್ನು. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಸುಖದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಈಸಿಲಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್, ಮೇಂಟೈನ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅನಿಹಿಲೇಟ್ ಇಟ್, ಯೆಟ್ ಯು ರಿಮೈನ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಡಿಟೆರಿಯರೇಷನ್. ಸೊ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್, ಮೇಂಟೈನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅನಿಹಿಲೇಟ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ he would not get deteriorated. So Prabhupada gives example, just like if you take a $1,000 note, if you spend it, the money will slowly get deteriorated. You will lose the balance money. It become nil. But the Lord is expanding so much, but still he remains the same. It is very contradictory, very amazing quality. So some of the impersonalistic schools of people, they decided by definition the Lord or Brahman is avikara, never changing, it always remains the same. But still we see so much of varieties in the world, so much of vast expansion. So they want to give an account of what is this expansion, what are this material creation. And if they accept Vyasa's conclusion that this is nothing but Lord himself, the Lord's energy, he expands himself into living entities in the material world, they become confused. If they accept this material world as Krishna, the living entities are as expansion of Krishna, then the absolute truth is broken into pieces. So they are afraid that how to give an account for the expansion, vast expansion of this material world and living entities. They came to the conclusion that actually speaking, Brahman can never expand. Brahman is absolute truth, or Supreme Lord Krishna is absolute truth. They don't accept Krishna, but Brahman. And he stays in one place. But if they ask them question, what are you seeing all around? Who are these people? You and me and all this vast expansion, so much of varieties. How you can give account for this? They say that actually it is your illusion. That Maya covers the Brahman and then it seems like so many are varieties are expanded. Prabhupada gives an example of impersonalist, that when a boat is going in the river, the boat is on the water, and within the boat, you keep a pot of water. And within the pot of water, you keep another small pot of water. Float it. It seems like different waters. Actually, illusion. When you break the boat, when you break the pot, all the water becomes one. There is no difference actually. So this container is an illusion, temporary phase. So because Maya covered the Brahman, it seems like many varieties, but there is no varieties. He is alone. So in this way, they are using their brain to solve the contradictory, apparent description of the absolute truth given in the Vedic scriptures. But then, the Vaishnava Acharyas, they see the contradiction in their presentation. So Prabhupada says, first of all, the Mayavadi says, the Maya has covered the Brahman. Prabhupada says, wait a minute, that according to the scripture, the Brahman, the absolute truth, is self-effulgent. He is like a sun. How the darkness can cover the sun? It's not possible. Second, many times Prabhupada says, when he speaks about Big Bang theory, if there is a bang, there is immediately an inquiry, who caused the bang? Where the bang came from? So Prabhupada similarly says that Maya covers the Brahman. So the question is, where does the Maya come from? Where does the Maya come from? Two answers can be given. The Maya came on its own. Number two, Maya came, somebody put the Maya, covered the ignorance, throw the ignorance on the Lord. So if there is a second one, then immediately there are two persons, somebody who throwing ignorance on the Lord, that means that person is higher than the Lord. Not possible. No, Maya came on its own and covered the Lord. But then the question comes, the Maya covered the Brahman on its own, that means the Maya can be removed on its own. But logically speaking, because it came on its own, it may go or may not go. That means Brahman will never get liberation. So there is a contradiction in this. In this way, maybe a little technical, but still, the whole conclusion of this impersonalistic schools of thoughts is full of contradiction. Why the contradiction came about? Because they are using their intelligence to understand the contradictory qualities of the Lord. But they will end up in contradictions alone. They cannot come to any conclusion. So that is the whole problem. So Prabhupada says that Prabhupada is amazing in his purport. Who can understand the Lord's activities and pastimes? So the Prabhupada gives the solution how to understand him. One time Shivaram Maharaj and some other devotees, they were in a program, and some of the Mayavadis were also sitting. So Shivaram Maharaj was talking to him and he was trying to catch them. So they came to a conclusion in the discussion that, you know, how can you say, you know, these things, this is contradictory. So the Mayavadi immediately spoke that words cannot explain the absolute truth. So we are discussing by words. Words cannot explain. The absolute truth is beyond the words. So you can't understand the absolute truth by your speech or your brain. But still they write volumes of book on impersonalistic thoughts of philosophy. So they say that the Brahman or absolute truth cannot be understood. And we also say, as in this purport, the Lord is inconceivable. How can we understand the Lord? So is it that we should give up the attempt to understand the Lord? And why we should discuss Bhagavatam? Why we are trying to understand these things? The Lord is inconceivable, achintya. So what is the difference between our attempt to understand the Lord and the general understanding of the Lord is inconceivable? Who can understand the Lord? Some of the religion people, they say, how can you chant the names of the Lord? You know, the Lord's name is so pure, all great, you know. You have to give respect. You can't chant the name of the Lord. You can't call the Lord by his names. So you can't understand the Lord, you can't call the name of the Lord, what he will do? So what is our attempt to understand the qualities of the Lord? The example is given that people say that you can't understand the Lord. And we say, we can't also understand the Lord. What is different? The atheists say that we don't accept Krishna as God. And the residents of Vrindavan, they also say that we don't accept Krishna as God. It looks like same, but there is a huge, vast difference. So, when the impersonalistic say, people say that God is beyond understanding through our words, and when we say is achintya, what is the difference? The difference is through an example. There was a big saintly personality. He called his two disciples and told them, you go and comprehend, you understand the depth of the ocean and come and report me what is the ocean is all about. So both the disciples went, and one went and saw the ocean is so big, and he immediately came back, and who is going to waste one time and understand the big ocean? He came. He told his guru that, I can't understand the ocean, I don't know what it is. Another disciple, he went, he saw the ocean, he stayed and saw the waves, took a boat, went inside the ocean, saw the aquatics, went deep inside the ocean, saw so many pearls, brought some pearls, and went all around and came back after some time and told the guru that, I went into the ocean, but it is so unending, so much that actually I cannot understand. So, is the both are different or the same? They speak the same word. First one said the ocean, impossible, forget it. Second say the ocean, impossible, we can't comprehend it. But there is a difference. The second person represents a devotee. A devotee also, through his in humility he is speaking that, I can't understand the Lord so much, but of whom I know this much. The ocean is so vast, it is bluish in color, it is salty water, it has a lot of pearls and aquatics within it. And that ocean, only I could comprehend this much, but the ocean is very vast, unlimited. Similarly, that when we try to understand Krishna, it is not like the Mayavadis or other people that, you know, God, forget it, we can't understand him. But we say that God, forget of understanding him, but we can understand Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. One small drop of the ocean is enough for us being drowned in it. So that is the nature of us. That when we try to follow in the footsteps of the great Acharyas, we are not going in a conquering spirit to understand all the contradictory qualities or wonderful pastimes of the Lord. We can never understand the Lord completely. As Prabhupada says, that no one can understand the activities of the Lord. What to speak of the activities of the Lord, one can't even understand how the activities of the Lord's servants are. Who can understand how Krishna is benefiting the entire world? The Lord is addressed here as Duranta Shakti, because no one can understand his potencies and how he acts. So that is the mood of the devotees. That I can't understand you, but still I would like to understand about you. One time Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, you say that Krishna can never be understood, then why we are studying scriptures and all these things? Why we are chanting Hare Krishna? Prabhupada said, so that you can understand that Krishna is beyond your understanding. But is not the same as any other person. Especially the Mayavadis. They say Anirvachaniya is beyond the vachana or beyond the words. But we say he is achintya, but still we can understand him by his mercy according to our little capacity. So how to understand the Lord? We discussed his contradictory quality. Second, we discussed whether he is understandable. And we we discussed that he can be understood to some extent. And how to understand him? Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita purport, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Through the love, one can understand Krishna. In one lecture, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he says that only when a person have renunciation, he can understand clearly who is Lord. And only when he has knowledge, he can understand the Lord in his without any contradictory conclusions. So love, premanjana bhakti vilochanena, the love of Krishna comes when we have developed detachment and knowledge of detachment from the material world. We always say detachment from the body and love for God. But the material world, we see the opposite. Detachment from the Lord and love for the body. So this, because of this reason, one is not able to understand the Lord. Vairagya from the Deha and love for God. But what generally we do is that Vairagya from the Lord and knowledge of the body. We don't say Atma Gyan. We always say Atma Gyan, not that, not the Gyan of the body. But when you forget Atma Gyan or self-realization, or the and we are so much interested in knowing the enjoyment of the body, then that becomes a problem. So to develop love for Krishna, one has to have these two things. Vairagya Vidya Nijabhakti Yoga Shikshartameka Purusha Purana. So one should have these two qualities called knowledge and detachment. But the Bhagavatam says, when you have devotion for Vasudev, Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Chet Haitukam Vasudeve Bhagavati. So it says when you have a devotion for Vasudev Krishna, automatically bhakti, automatically vairagya and knowledge rises in your heart. So we want to love Krishna, but for loving Krishna we need to have these two things, jnana and vairagya. And only when you have jnana and vairagya, we can actually understand Krishna. But Prabhupada says that when you have love for Krishna, one doesn't have to extraneously endeavor for knowledge and detachment. When we love Krishna in a humble spirit, that Krishna, I am fool number one, I don't understand you, but please, I want to serve you more than understanding you, then Krishna automatically gives Tesham Evanukam Partham Aham Ajnana Jam Tamaha. He gives that knowledge, Jnana Deepena Bhashvata. In his heart, he gives that understanding and he destroys the ignorance. And one automatically develops detachment. So, that is a very crucial point of devotional service. The karmis, they are completely into enjoyment, very clear, it seems like. And the Mayavadis are completely into detachment, nothing, nothing, nothing. It looks very clear. But the devotees are in between. Because what is their understanding? That neither detachment, complete detachment, nor complete enjoyment. The material world, the material opulence is used in the service of Krishna. So that's actually is a very challenging and a very tricky situation. So when we engage everything in the service of Krishna, we immediately become detached. And because you want to engage everything in Krishna's service, you need to have a knowledge of those things. So what is the key point to get these two things? Just love Krishna. Just like a mother, in order to raise a child, she has to have two things. One is she should have a knowledge of how to raise the child, you know, how to feed, how to give milk to the child, how to cater to the child's needs, how to, you know, nourish the child. It's a big art, it's a science altogether. And she has to also have renunciation and detachment. The child cries in the middle of the night, 12 o'clock, you know, and she has to get up and take care of the child. So the detachment from her son's pleasure in order to care for the child. And how this detachment and knowledge comes, that is only because the mother naturally loves the child, isn't it? You may say, you know, there are so many nurses in the hospital, they also take care of the child. You know, they have so much knowledge. And they also, you know, come from their home, they come to the hospital and they serve the children. But here, the knowledge and detachment of the nurse is for money. That's why it is temporary. If you tell the nurse that the child has passed stool at 5:50, she would remove the stool. But it is 6:05, if you tell the nurse, remove the child has passed some stool, you know. She said, my time is 6 o'clock, my shift is over. Call the next batch, next shift nurse. So here, the love is not there, it is a duty, and for some money, so it is, there is no detachment. The heart is somewhere, but they are just doing a job to get the money. But when the mother loves a child, she cannot give, no, my shift is over, or I am going for somewhere. No, even at 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock, the mother naturally serves the child. There may be nice, interesting entertainment going on outside, but she has to sacrifice. Nice program, but sit somewhere else in the corner, take care of the child. So why that renunciation came about? Just because the mother loves the child. And because she is loving the child, she gets all kind of knowledge. You know, my child is, you know, the he is sneezing, what should I do? And they may read some other book, how to raise the child, how to understand child raising. They do so much research and they gather knowledge. So knowledge and detachment automatically comes if the mother loves the child. Similarly, there is a hard struggle going on outside by so many spiritual aspirants to become detached from the material world, because they understand sense pleasure is the main cause for bondage, and they work very hard to get detached, but they ultimately fail because there is an emptiness in the heart. There is no love. But the devotees, they don't have to extraneously endeavor for these things. Only if they can replace Krishna as their object of love. When they start loving Krishna, they become automatically detached from the sense pleasure. They automatically be invested with the knowledge of how to serve Krishna. So there is a very simple process, a simple example of a mother and a child. You know, the problem is, we don't have love for Krishna. So because we don't have love for Krishna, we automatically become attracted to the sense pleasures, and we endeavor so much hard to gather more and more knowledge in understanding how to enjoy this world. One devotee, very nice statement he made, he said, the knowledge of the material world is nothing but ignorance. How can you say so many PhDs, so many scholars, so many... How can you say they are ignorant? He said, the knowledge of the material world is ignorance. Ignorant of what? Ignorant of the real self. Because already a person is identifying himself as this body, and is covering his identity furthermore by saying that I am so-and-so doctor, I am so-and-so PhD, I am so-and-so engineer. Already you are this body, you are convinced of that. And by developing your further knowledge of the material creation, material world, you are increasing your upadhi or designation, saying that I am so and so. That means what? That knowledge helps you to cover yourself more. That knowledge helps you to become more ignorant of your real self. So because we don't have love for Krishna, we don't keep Krishna as an object of love, we develop the so-called, we increase our ignorance, the quantity of ignorance. So, in order to solve that problem, Krishna is so far away. We don't have love for Krishna. So Krishna himself sends his dear representative. It is said that love for God is manifested when one loves the spiritual master and the servants of the Lord. Because the servant of the Lord comes to the level of a conditioned soul and he exhibits the quality similar to that of an ordinary human being, and people become more attracted. One can be easily attracted to the Lord, attracted to the devotee of the Lord. When Prabhupada went to the Western countries, simply by seeing Prabhupada, they did not know who is Krishna. They did not know who is the Supreme Lord. They become attracted to Srila Prabhupada, and they loved Prabhupada, and because they loved the spiritual master, they automatically develop love for Krishna. In fact, in one of the, when Tamal Krishna Maharaj was in close by Jashlok Hospital, he was admitted, he had a dream. And Maharaj spoke the dream to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I had a dream. In that dream, I saw all our Guru Parampara and all the Guru Paramparas, your previous Acharyas are asking you, Prabhupada, that how is your mission going on? So Prabhupada, he replied to the Acharyas of the past that I am preaching, I am trying my best to bring all the people of the world. And but there are a lot of difficulties, but one thing, that all of them love me so much. And all the Acharyas said, kind of happy hearing Prabhupada's statement, they love Prabhupada so much. So the love for spiritual master, love towards the spiritual masters actually, or accepting the spiritual master's words as an heart and soul, that actually brings love for Krishna. That brings detachment from the material world and knowledge of how to execute devotional service. One senior devotee, he mentioned that when Maya allures a sadhaka, the last thunderbolt by which one can smash this desire is the instruction of the spiritual master. Because we don't, we cannot remember Gita, or we may not remember what Krishna will think, but immediately we can remember what the spiritual master will think about me, what he will feel about me, what the devotees will feel about me. So that unflinching faith in the spiritual master, that unflinching faith in the devotees can actually bring Krishna closer to us. Otherwise, very difficult to attain Krishna. One of the great acharyas in the Sri Sampradaya, he was talking to his disciple. He said, according to my teaching, the sambandha or the quality of the soul is desire to serve Krishna. Abhideya, the process to attain Lord, is mercy of Krishna, and the prayojana is you please Krishna. He spoke like this to his disciple, and the disciple say, I don't accept this. And Guru becomes surprised that how can you say that you don't accept this. He say, according to me, the swarupa, he said, the desire to serve Krishna is my swarup. But the disciple said, according to me, the desire is that I want to serve the devotees. And abhideya is not Lord's mercy, but the mercy of the devotees is abhideya. That's the process. That's what will take me to back to God. And he said, the prayojana is that I want to please the devotees. So the Guru initially thought that, you know, he is contradicting me. But when he heard the answer of the disciple, the Sri Sampradaya Acharya, he embraced this disciple. We also see here that Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra, the apparent misunderstanding of Guru, that I am speaking something to you, but the disciple saying that for you are so exalted, for you the sambandha may be that you want to serve the Lord, you know, nature of the soul is serve the Lord. And abhideya is that the Lord's mercy, when Lord's mercy comes, that is the process by which you will go back to God. And for your prayojana is you want to please the Lord. But he said, for me, I don't know who is Lord. For me, the sambandha is I have some desire to serve you. And abhideya is that you are mercy upon me. And the prayojana is I want to please you. So when he said that, the guru becomes so pleased. And another time, we'll conclude with this interesting story. Another time there was a great disciple, a nice devotee. And his name is, his name's a little complicated. His name is Pinbalagiya Perumalji, nice story. So this devotee, he becomes sick. So he becomes sick and he called all his god brothers. He told that, please go to the temple of Ranganath and pray for me that I'll become all right from this disease. So they all went and prayed to Ranganath that he should become all right. And all his god brothers, after praying, and the devotee became all right, they went to his guru, Nampillai, and told Nampillai that, how is this, your disciple, our god brother, have told us to pray to Ranganath for his health recovery. This is actually swarupahani, or destruction of his real constitutional nature of a devotee. That devotee doesn't pray for his own health. How can he ask for a material benefit from the Lord? So we are very disturbed. After praying, they are asking this thing to their Guru Maharaj. And Guru was just smiled and told, I think you should go and ask my god brother, who is very learned in the Shastras, why he can pray like this. So they went and asked his god brother, he said. And the god brother said, according to me, I think he must have some important service left for his guru. He doesn't want to leave his body. That's why he must have prayed like that. And they replied back to Guru. And Guru told, you should also ask one of another god brother. So they went to another god brother. So he said that, according to me, I think this Alagajir asked for his health. Maybe he has so much attachment to the deity form of the Lord. So he doesn't want to go back to Godhead. He wants to stay here and take darshan of the Lord. That's why he must have asked for health recovery. So then some others say, No, he must have, want to stay in the holy place. He doesn't want to leave this holy land. That's why he must have asked. And after hearing all this answer, the Guru Nampillai took all his disciples and went to this Alagajir, who just recovered from the health. He was sitting on the bed. So the Guru told the disciple that, my dear disciple, all this your god brother are doubting you. Why did you ask for this benediction of your health recovery? And all my god brothers are given these reasons. So is it the reason why you want to become healthy and stay here without leaving your body? So the disciple replied, he said, as far as attachment to the deity form of the Lord, I don't have any attachment. Neither have I a desire to stay in this holy place, nor actually I have some important mission that I am attached to your service. He said, the only reason why I prayed to get my health back is this. He said that, my Guru Maharaj, whenever you would go to take bath in the river Kaveri, you take bath nicely and you come up where you were fresh dhoti, fresh tilak, and you would come in this sun into the streets of Srirangam, and I would see very beautiful pearl like sweats, perspiration are there in your forehead, and my service is to do chamara for you, to comfort you. So in my heart I was praying that I don't want to miss this darshan of you and service to you. That's why I told my god brothers, please pray for me, I can get my health back. So when Nampillai heard this answer and other disciples heard, the disciples become so shy that Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Vijnana Mudra. You cannot understand the external activities of a devotee. And this guru becomes so happy that he understood the process, that the love for guru, service attitude to the spiritual master, is the only thing which can actually bring love of Godhead. And that love of Godhead can actually, love for Krishna or attachment to Krishna can sever us from the material attachment and the ignorance of the world. Otherwise, one's own endeavor, it is not possible to either understand God's contradictory qualities or even God's personality even to achieve his lotus feet, not possible. But if a person is humble and attached to Guru and the devotees without judging them, without seeing the external contradictory qualities of the devotees and the Lord, if you develop a love for Guru and the devotees, one can easily understand the Supreme Lord. So, we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments or questions? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki.